it's another derby again. You cannot compare the last week derby and this week derby. Even every derby has got his own history to create.
And he looked at us and he pointed us and saying, listen, today don't come with your nonsense because I'm going to hit you with a Panasonic. So the Panasonic is a two-footed tackle that would catch you by your neck. Not your waist, not your leg, your neck.
Everybody wants to play. Any player wants to perform in a derby. Any player wants to score the winning goal, or any player wants to be man of the match.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Soweto Derby Preview. Last weekend, we saw them clash in the Telkom knockout. It went down to the wire, 2-2 after extra time, with Amakhosi winning 4-2 on penalties to take home the bragging rights, which expire this Saturday in the PSL at the FNB Stadium, where we do it all over again. I caught up with some former Chiefs and Pirates players to get their thoughts on the historic derby and preview the Saturday grudge match. Quick reminder that the Fan Reaction Show, the Big Interview, and the Car Wash are all available on Spotify, Apple, and Google Play Music. Without further ado, I'm your host Slu Paho, and this is Sokala Duma Radio.
Sokala Duma Radio.
First, I caught up with a former Orlando Pirates midfielder who used to dominate in the middle of the pitch despite his small stature. Benedict Tso Vilakazi Tso, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, my brother. Thank you for having me.
Let's start light. What are some of your favorite Soweto derby memories?
Yeah, firstly, it's that game where the game didn't finish. We played. It was I scored an equalizing goal at Ellis Park Stadium. And then the other game will be when we won the game 3-1. Scored that goal at FNB Stadium.
Nice. What's it like dealing with the crowd and the atmosphere in a stadium like that?
Look, it's not easy because, you know, even when you are calling for your teammate, you know, to give you a pass, you know, it's not easy because your teammate, there's no way he's going to hear you. There's no way he's going to hear you because of, you know, the noise of the supporters, you know, they shout, the vuvuzela and all of that. And mind you, it's not only your supporters, even the opponent supporters, they also make noise. So it's not an easy game to play, really. And so you just hope that, you know, when you're playing there, your teammate will, you know, do a head up and then see you and then give you a pass.
And what makes the match different from other matches? Say you're playing AmaZulu or you know, Ajax Cape Town. What makes playing against Chiefs so much different?
Look, it's the history between the two teams. You know, if I will go back and say, you know, the chairman of Kaizer Chiefs, Mr. Kaizer Motaung, Prachi, you know, those people, we're talking about legends of the game. You know, today they are chairmen of the team, but when it comes to the game, they are legends because they played for Pirates. And then Mr. Kaizer Motaung then decided to open his own team. And, you know, from being a Pirates player and then open your own team and play against your former team, it's a mileage on its own, you know. So that's why Chiefs and Pirates will always be that a symbol of saying it's a derby, because those are very big teams in South African football, and not only in South Africa, but, you know, Africa and some parts of Europe, because they do watch our derby.
I see. Do you think that over time other derbies can maybe develop the same type of history? Say your, you know, Cape Town City versus Stellenbosch FC, or Sundowns versus SuperSport United. Do you think that over time they can develop the same type of anticipation that the Soweto Derby has?
To be honest, it's not the same. If you can check in the Premier League, EPL. You cannot compare the derbies when they're playing those teams, you know, Man City, Man United, Arsenal, Man United, Chelsea. You know, you cannot compare because of the history behind those teams. It's the one that leads us to say, yes, we've got the right, we've got all the powers to call this one a derby because of the history of the both teams, you know. So you cannot, it's so difficult really to compare, I would say, as Cape Town or Stellenbosch or Cape Town City, Stellenbosch. Yes, we can say it's a derby of Cape Town, but, you know, the history behind those two teams is really so little, you know, in the sense of saying we can compare those teams, Cape Town City and Stellenbosch, and Orlando Pirates and Kaizer Chiefs.
I see. So when Coach Relani spoke after the last derby, he said that their run of form shows progress, 2 wins, 2 draws, 1 loss. He actually counted the penalty defeats to Chiefs as a draw since it went to penalties. Considering their form, how would you assess their team heading into this next Soweto derby?
Look, it's so difficult really because even last week I told some of the journalists to say, yes, Pirates, they're not doing well, but a derby is a total different ball game at all. So you'll never know what's going to happen. And it happens that the Pirates, they were on song, they played very well, they created chances, and, you know, with Chiefs, because they're on song, for them it was easy to roll in the game. But what I'm saying now again is Pirates and Chiefs is another derby again. It's another day of which you cannot compare the last week derby and this week derby. So each and every derby has got its own history to create.
Yes, this is true. And actually, funnily enough, even though in the last 5 matches, Chiefs have won 5 premiership matches, they haven't beaten Pirates in the league in about 5 years, I believe. So how confident are you heading into this next fixture on Saturday?
To be honest, my brother, if I was going to be playing, I would say Pirates is going to win. But because I won't be playing, it's really difficult because I cannot say Pirates will win and then end up going other way around. So I just, you know, wish and hope for the best that, you know, these boys, if they can really pick up from that the previous derby, not the previous game of the weekend, the previous derby, then we will talk a different language.
Well, thank you very much for joining me. Where are you going to be watching the game from?
I think I'll be home with the family. Because my team will be playing in the morning. So from the game, I'll be going home and spend time with the family.
Fantastic. Well, have a great day, and thanks for joining me on the show.
Thank you, my brother. You're welcome. Anytime.
Next, I heard classic football stories from a former Amakosi star who was last seen sporting Bidvest Wits colours. Stanton Fredericks. Stiga, welcome to the show.
Hi, Slu. Thanks for having me.
So you were with Chiefs for many years and Pirates for a bit. What is your favorite Soweto derby memory?
Well, they all stick out there, you know. Every derby is special. Every derby is a different opportunity to be part of history. But if there's a special moment, it has to be my first one. You know, growing up as a kid, you know, Kaizer Chiefs, you know, Pirates, and to play for either of the teams is just a dream come true. And it's very difficult to explain to somebody that hasn't been part of it what the feeling is. You know, it's something that you have to experience for yourself, and not every player is fortunate or blessed enough to have that experience. But my first and my best memory of it was my first game. It was playing for Chiefs against Pirates, and it was in the old UEFA Spectacular tournament that you would have just before the league starts. I don't know, are you old enough or young enough to remember? but it was the 4 teams on the one day.
I see.
So it was a morning game, Chiefs-Pirates, and the Pirates had a player, Gerald Rapatlela. They used to call him Panasonic. Very hard man. Very intimidating. Looks, physicality, the way he played, he would crush everybody. So in the tunnel, you had Jabu in front of me, and I was behind Jabu. Jabu Mashlangu, then Pule. And he looked at us, and he pointed us and saying, listen, today don't come with your nonsense, because I'm going to hit you with a Panasonic. So the Panasonic is a 2-footed tackle that would catch you by your neck. Not your waist, not your leg, your neck.
Yeesh.
So he tried to intimidate us in the tunnel leading up to the old FNB. So the first ball I received was on the right hand side. I got it from a defender, and little did I know it was Rabatlela closing in on me.
Mm.
So before I stopped it, and I knew if I stopped that ball, he was going to crash right through me. So I just dummied it and I let it roll, and I swerved away from him, and he obviously went sliding.
Nice.
And my first touch in the derby, I just killed the defender that was threatening me, and then needless to say, I had a good game.
Fantastic.
That's my fondest memory.
Perfect. So I wanted to ask also, the derby, one thing about this country is, you know, in the UK, every North London derby is either at the Emirates or at White Hart Lane, for example. But here, it can move city to city. So, you know, last week it was played in Moses Mabhida. It's quite a unique thing, I've always felt. Does it change the atmosphere in the stadium moving from city to city? Does it feel different?
No, not at all. Not at all. The derby is the derby. Mm. You know, when you were a player and you're in the bus and you're going from the hotel to the stadium, it is exactly that. It's from the hotel to the stadium, and you're coming up against your opposition. Because leading up to it, you try to block out everything, because there's fans, there's taxis hooting, there's traffic, there's the buzz around the stadium, and you just try to zone in. If you're listening to music, some people sing, some guys are just quiet. So there's no difference. It's that same bubble, that same excitement, that same bunch of nerves until you've touched the ball for the first time. Even in the warm-up, the nerves are there. There's no difference, no matter where that game is played.
I see. Do you think that there are any other derbies in the country that could one day capture the same magic?
I doubt it. I think there's a few that could come close, because there's a new rival in town, and the history and the success is slowly letting them catch up in terms of status to the Kaizer Chiefs and the Pirates. It will come close, but I don't think it will match it, because this is history. I think Orlando Pirates and Kaizer Chiefs, it speaks to the history of our country, you know. I think that Orlando, the derby was an escape for us black people, where we were not dictated to by the previous regime. It was a space where we could just be ourselves and do what we do. And for fans and players alike, it was our own entertainment, and possibly the only entertainment, you know. So I think the history of the country and the history of that derby is something that cannot be duplicated or surpassed.
Definitely. So looking at the match itself, looking at the season, Chiefs currently unstoppable in the league, 5 wins in their last 5 APSA Premiership matches. Who do you think has been the key player driving this run of form for them?
For Kaizer Chiefs, it was an individual brilliance at all. It was a team effort. And I think Mirindop had the luxury this time of having a preseason. Him and his technical team, and they've prepared the team well in the preseason. Kaizer Chiefs are by now playing the most eye-catching football, entertaining. They're playing football to get results, and I think that is where they're at. And at the end of the day, the league doesn't lie. You know, you are there because of your consistency. So it wasn't individuals that's standing out. It's individuals doing a job as a collective.
Definitely. You know, you spoke about eye-catching football, and it's funny that Pirates is actually playing eye-catching football. They're just not putting the ball away in the final third. What do you think are the weaknesses that Rulani will try to expose this time around in the derby this weekend?
Yeah, if I just look at Orlando Pirates, it's a team that's found an identity since Rulani and Mitchell has started, and they play no different, even though Mitchell's left. The only difference in this Orlando Pirates team that we currently see is a team that's lacking confidence. That is it. So I think it's a mental thing, because you don't go bad overnight. You don't lose your identity overnight. There has been continuity from Mitchell and Rulani. They speak the same language. So for me, it's a lack of confidence, nothing else. Where they could possibly exploit Chiefs, it's very difficult to see right now, but they're going to have to concentrate on their own strength instead of trying to exploit weaknesses that currently are not really there for Kaizer Chiefs. They're playing as a solid unit. They're moving up and down the field, nice and compact, so leaving very little room for error. And I think the individual brilliance, or possibly the quick counter-attack game of Orlando Pirates could possibly see them overcoming Kaiser Chiefs.
Definitely. You know, this match is a betting man's nightmare because despite the good form this season, Chiefs' last league victory over Pirates was about 5 seasons ago. Who would you put your money on? Do you think Chiefs can break the curse, or do you think Pirates can use this as a boost for the rest of their season?
You know, they say when the Derby's played, all form goes out the window.
Yeah.
I believe that like 80%, because your form and your confidence will speak on the day. And if you look at Kaiser Chiefs' results in the last 5 years, it's a team that wasn't doing well. And on the other hand, Pirates was in form and doing well. So Pirates dominated. This time around, as we've seen, the last game in the Telkom Cup, Chiefs edged it, right? But I think if you look at the play throughout 90 minutes before the red card, Kaiser Chiefs are at the edge because of their current state of form. Going into this weekend, I do think Chiefs are the favorites. And if they continue to stay grounded and focused, I do think that their form will see them get the win.
Well, thank you very much for taking some time out of your day to join me on the show, Stanton Fredericks. Have a great day.
Cheers, my man. Ciao.
And lastly, I caught up with a defender who once represented South Africa at the 2000 Olympic Games, Fabian McCarthy. Fabian, welcome to the show.
Good morning, my brother.
You were with Chiefs for many years. What was the toughest Soweto derby you remember playing in?
You know, all the derbies was tough. Obviously, can't think now of any specific one, but you know, derby to derby, and it's more about everything else at stake, you know, the rivalry, the dignity, the respect, and obviously just make your fans smile as a player, you know, because there's only 3 points at stake, but obviously it will be the bragging rights for the year 2019 to say that Amakosi was on top, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, for me, man, was mainly more about the history. And obviously, you know, the fans, where you just want to put a smile on their faces. And on the field of play, it was more about getting one better than your friends that's on the other side, or your colleagues. And, you know, just to keep a healthy competition and give the fans that come to the stadium, or those that are watching the game on TV, just something to enjoy and look out for and talk about for the rest of the year. The season.
Definitely. So as a former Chiefs defender, is there a Pirates striker or attacker who you remember causing you the most problems?
At you know, those times, yeah, look, obviously I had problems with Jerry Iskosana, which obviously was a bit difficult in that mark, but I coped with him. And then I think it was Sibusiso Zuma also, you know, one had a bit of a challenge problem to mark with him. But other than that, normally when I play against those strikers, I will tell myself that they're not going to score, you know, and that's how I did my job. I think most of the games where I played, I can't think of a striker maybe scoring 2 goals in a specific game, or, you know, when we come up against them. But yeah, you know, anybody can score on the day, not only the strikers. But I think, yeah, with Jerry, I don't think I played against him also at Chiefs, but then Rizuma, you know, the late Leslie was also a bit of a tough opponent. Yeah, other than that, you know, I can't think of them. But there was a lot of speedy players in that way, you know, you have to look out for and just discipline or keep them far away from you or far away from the goal, you know. And obviously, there was this Tovi Lakazi that was always, you know, laster. It's always laster in those type of games, yeah.
So you also played for Sundowns for a while. And I've noticed this season, the Sundowns-Chiefs rivalry has heated up quite a bit. With Downs' recent success, do you think that the rivalry between Chiefs and Sundowns may one day be as big as the Soweto Derby is?
Look, I think it's already peak, and not only this season, you know, since my time playing for Sundowns. Remember the incident at FNB Stadium with Membush Mudau and Charles Mutlui, where we lost in the final to Chiefs. I think it was a BP Top 8 then. And also my time coming to Chiefs playing against Sundowns. I mean, there's a game Sundowns put like 24 passes together. I think they even scored on that day. They beat us at Loftus. And it's continuing, which is good. It's healthy. And it's obviously lifting the game in the country. You know, it's another game where you say Pretoria and Joburg is competing, you know. Can say Gauteng Derby. And obviously because of the history the Soweto Derby has, that game will also make its own history on its own. And I mean, what's good also now, you know, the coaches that are also getting involved, and you know. But that's all part of the game, and that game is definitely growing. I mean, you saw at Loftus the other day, good game, good brand of football, attacking, open-minded, players are performing, players are moving in between the team. You know, that on its own is also lifting up the game or so, but I don't think it will ever can be compared or will be compared to the Soweto Derby. The Soweto Derby is unique, history is great and everything, but they'll take nothing away from the Chiefs Sundowns games, also growing in stature and in history.
Definitely. Now, looking at this season, Chiefs are on form, they are top of the table. Compared to last season, their form, where they finished ninth, does this season surprise you the way that they've responded?
No. It doesn't surprise me at all. I know the coach. I know what the coach wanted. I know when he joined Chiefs, he go well to rejoin them again. Obviously, he had a full good preseason with the boys. He brought in players that obviously he highly recommended. Couldn't get everything, you know, that he wanted to get or so. And that's just what is good of the team is, I think, the coach and management are working very closely together, and now it's rubbing off on the players. You can see the spirit, you can see the unity, you can see whoever when he's coming on any given time or when he's in the team, he wants to do well because he does what he wants to be in the lineup the next game. And you know, knowing Coach Ernst, obviously, if you perform, doesn't matter if you're a youngster compared to a senior player, but if you perform and you do what he asks you to do, and you do your job, you contribute to the team, you work hard, you know, you focus on the objective, I think he will throw you in and he will play you. You know, it's not a coach that say, I'm scared, I'm not going to take any risk by throwing in youngsters or, you know, planning certain games for certain players and stuff. No, I think so far so good. It's still work in progress, and I like the way the coach is handling it. You know, he's not making noise, not saying anything. Taking it one game at a time, and I mean, I'm not surprised at all. I just want the supporters to get back into the stadium and fill the stadium. You know, FNB in our days used to be like 80%, if not 100%, with each and every game. It mustn't only be the big games or your A category game where tickets are sold out and stuff like that. But you know, when you play whichever game or team you play, you know, the supporters need to get back into the stadium and fill it up, you know, 70-80% a week, normal week game at F&B Stadium is possible, because you can see the Makosi faithful are coming back again. But for me, not a surprise. I know what in the direction the coach wants the team to go, the vision and everything. I worked with him, I respect him a lot, you know, I learn a lot from him, and so far so good. And I'm still saying work in progress. Maybe by the time next year, March, April, one can say that now Chiefs is there, Chiefs is going to win the league and stuff. But I mean, so far so good. You know, we're not making noise, we're not talking. Let the boys just enjoy the game and bring the results. And you could see last night with the game against Super, you know, when Zuma scored the final last-minute goal. The joy, celebration from the players, the coach, you know, the supporters in the stand. And that's what Chiefs is all about, you know. It's a family, it's peace, it's laughing, it's going. I mean, when everybody is happy, you know, things will just follow and go the way you want them to go. And I mean, the coach made it clear the objective is to change the team, to do well and to bring people in. So I'm sure he'll still strengthen the team maybe in January with one or two players. And then,
Definitely. So we know Chiefs, they have Dangerman, Nurkovic, Biliad Castro. But on the Pirates side, I was wondering, if you were coach of Chiefs, who would you be worried about the most? You know, they have Makaringe, they have Pule, they have Loach, Mabasa. How do you set up to deal with them? Because in the Telkom knockout, 2-2 went all the way down to penalties. It was a tough match. We can't say it was easy for Chiefs there. So who would you be worried about in the next match coming up in the PSL on Saturday?
Look, as a coach, and obviously knowing Madendorp, he's not going to plan around one or two players. He's planning around the whole team because, you know, Pirates going forward, they're very strong, they're very good. They're quite speedy and stuff, but also they have a problem. They lack in defense. And obviously, one can say maybe something of Chiefs also as the coaches or somebody from Pirates analyzing Chiefs or that. And I think for me, it's just on the day, if you stick to the game plan, if you follow what the instructions was, the planning was for the game, and as an individual, if you bring that extra uniqueness or what you have on the day and make use of that to help the team overcome the opponents or win the game, then I would say, but to single out any individual, I think that's a mistake that you as a coach or you as a opposition coach will do or give that, put that in the mind of your players. You know, I mean, if you talk in the team talk and plan, and what if you find out before the game start that player is on the bench? How are you going to adjust? Mm. And you plan according to that, you know. So for me, I think everybody wants to play. Any player wants to perform in a derby. Any player wants to score the winning goal, or any player wants to be man of the match. So I won't see anything. I give the respect to the 11 players or the 18 players that's selected to go into camp. And if you come out and bring that extra, you know, brilliance or individual brilliance to the team and contribute to the results of the game on the day, then you will obviously be singled out as man of the match or so. But before the game, single out or playing around any individuals, I think it's not working in such games.
Definitely. So lastly, before I let you go, would you be willing to make a score prediction for this one?
Yes, I'm going to go 2-1 with Kaizer Chiefs.
2-1 to Kaizer Chiefs.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for joining me on the show, former Chiefs defender Fabian McCarthy. Thank you for joining me on the show.
No, you're welcome, brother.
And that's all for the Soweto Derby preview. What a match we have in store on Saturday afternoon. Remember to pick up your copy of the Sokala Duma newspaper for only 4 Rand. In the CR Gobaza section, we find out what is next now for former Cape Town City coach Benny McCarthy. There is also another preview of the Derby, and Pirates coach Rulani Mokoena sits down for a tell-all interview with Tsepang in the cover story. From myself, your host Slu Paho, and my editor Simon Strella, have a fantastic day.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Sokala Duma Radio.